Welcome to Talking Paper, I'm Christian Needon. For this episode, I went to Gamba Forest, a multi-purpose space that serves as both a performance and art venue, located at 231 Norman Avenue in Greenpoint, Brooklyn. It's run by Melissa Hunter-Gurney and Chris Carr, who are co-founders of the literary publication Gambazine. They recently worked with literary nonprofit Nomadic Press to host a poetry and music showcase at Gamba Forest titled Texts to Tasha. The event's name and the night's lineup was curated by poet Dallas Athent to honor the birthday of her friend, the artist Natasha Young, who was visiting Brooklyn from her home in England, where she oversees the Venus a Day project, in which she carves the ancient female form known as the Venus from one of a variety of materials over the course of a single day as part of a larger series, which she then chronicles on Instagram. I recorded Texts to Tasha, which started with poet Joanna Valente reading, "The ones you left behind are still with you."
When you woke up, you said you wanted to plant an orchid inside your skull just to prove you can make something. A skull that works as a construction worker, a botanist planting something that lurks around old hotel rooms and bathroom stalls, but inside everyone else's skulls too. Because you know one is never enough, and you don't trust yourself enough to believe in what you see, even if it is an internet sensation. "I'm sorry for trying to plant a ghost inside you," you say. "I'm sorry for living with my rapist. I'm not sorry for wanting to choke someone else. I can't remember if I choked you." You've always wanted to fuck someone while they are asleep because you hate your body. You erase your body with the dark. There are no lights in any of your fantasies. Human contact is never enough.
Next, Valente reads, "The night is dark and full of terrors."
"At night we are supposed to be afraid. You took me to a black pond full of dead fish, told me that everything dies, told me that this is where home is, told me that there is no point to believe in anything more, and pointed out beyond where my eyes could see, said, 'This is where you really are, and only here can you exist in this.' And then all I could see was you and you and you and you."
Next, Valente reads, "Sun."
"When did you first experience death?" "At home, I eat dinner alone in the bathroom." "Describe your body." "Two people loved each other at the same time once." "When did your body start changing?" "I don't know if it exists because I only saw it on the internet." "How long does it take you to get to work in the morning?" "A woman asked me if the R goes to the Atlantic Ocean. I kissed her outside a gay bar, told her to spread eagle, said, 'This is how full of shit you are.' How old are you? Don't respect the organ that keeps me alive."
Finally, Valente reads, "Your only son is dead."
"Your only son's head came out of water, dripping fuchsia, Marlboro Reds, the word fag. Boys lapped up in bodies just like his. Firebird and reverb, stole Thunderbird to bust. A town gut-jarred, a transplant, headed to desert, setting fire to his bone, and watches how it disappears. No dance in flames. What is your rush?"
Next, poet Craig Kite reads, "Fuck, we're all going to die."
"The Environmental Protection Agency is already half of an ass. There are a billion buttons in my pocket and they all give me superpowers. But I feel disempowered. I feel disemboweled. I'm hungry, but I'm bloated. And by a worldwide standard, I really am bloated. I use my finger to stir my coffee now. It's good for the environment. I don't want to add to the heaps of plastics and woods in my imagination, which is neurotic and also correct. I burnt my finger the first time I tried it, but now I wait until my coffee gets lukewarm. I only use the raw sugar because it's better, but it never dissolves. The Environmental Protection Agency is like a babysitter who's very proud of itself that the baby didn't die and it's only in critical condition. I'd better conserve my energy. I wish I could have voted for Jimmy Carter. My Bernie Sanders can kick your dad's ass. I wish Bernie Sanders was my dad. I bet Bernie Sanders could kick Jimmy Carter's ass. I like to imagine old men in cage fights because they fucked up my economy and I'm not allowed to yell at them. They run around in retro wrestler underwear and saggy tits and fart too much to fight. Cars are obnoxious. I write fight music when I barrel down the sidewalk, furrow-browed, and want to get hit by them sometimes. They're always trying to tell me what to breathe. I want to shove depression up their tailpipes. I shove potatoes up their tailpipes, and they burst into freedom fry confetti and I smile. I spend an inordinate amount of energy on not getting hit by cars. My moon tonight is half an ass. Something in me wants to blow it up.
Finally, Kite reads, "The algorithm hates me.
I keep fucking it up with my erratic mood swings and subsequent swiping behavior. I like swipe culture. The more options, the better. Chances at finding the right partner. Opportunity blinds you when options are few. Options will blind you when they're endless spanking new. Love doesn't even fucking have eyes, but it sure needs a good spanking now and then. Love believes that diamonds are mine, the forever sky, the cream pie eating contest, money moons, and 30K for a ceremony. And a cake that's so damn big that it better last forever. There are so many layers here. Love hasn't even contemplated the industry of divorce. Love didn't learn anything from his parents. I'm glad we still believe in monogamy. I have fond memories of deriving joy from a good romantic comedy. I want that for the future children whom I hope will not be mine. Look in the mirror. Nose is getting longer. From Italian jeans and time passing and the lies I tell on dates. About my intentions. Like, kids' cartoons are scary. And I'm not really looking for anything exclusive right now. And swipe or no swiping at your nose.
Next, poet Stephanie Valente reads, Lake.
In all the movies, the teens hang out at the lake. Wide, dark water, lovely and unforgiving, with so many secrets. The ghosts the lake keeps, I'm jealous of those. I never had that lake to drown myself in.
Next, Valente reads, It happened to me. I kissed a gravedigger.
We met on OkCupid. I didn't know your type of living. I was 25 and absent-minded. In truth, you bored me. Then, I heard you made space for the dead. I knew I had to, for prosperity, for thrashing, for screaming, for listening to Slayer and ripped t-shirts at 19. It wasn't enough. Sorry, I need street cred. My lips went ghostly, overripe and purple-veined. In my dreams that night, I pulled pulpy petals out of my teeth. The next day, I had to wear dark lipstick to hide teeth marks. Little bloated shapes. Girls at the office asked if I got wrestling. I don't say no.
Finally, Valente reads, Married to the Mob.
Remember that dream where we drove all night? It's whiskey for you and burn stars for me. It's all about touching. My neck with one hand, my face hot against your jacket. Then you tell me stories. Almost dying by the forest, a car crash, a broken leg, too many speeding tickets, an angry lover. There's blood on our teeth. It's raining. But we feel safe. Just in this car. And you'll say that you're here to hold me forever. All I want to know is, are you a wise guy or what?
Next, Chris Carr reads a poem.
My whole style is blood rushing, bug discussions, bike crashes, lost teeth and concussions, dragons, dungeons, drums and percussion. Cats wonder, am I on drugs or something? Cause my energy level's higher than that of a 19-year-old when it comes to fucking. See, That's just my heart on my sleeve with my shirt unbuttoned. Spirit going through spontaneous combustion or something. My chain never gets tucked in and I never obey instructions. My memory wrestles like the homies in a pub in Dublin. But I don't like punching. Clocks, X's, or my verses. But I do like perverse sex and candy with Marcy Playground and smashing pumpkins. Look at the cops, donut dunking. And look at how Trump got your family budget shrunken. And present perfect. My raps are an act of worship, and each verse is a church service that you can purchase. Pay the cash and put my heart in it, and it's worth it. We fight the serpents. Broke through the semi-permeable membrane and birthed myself in a dirt, rocks, and earth surface. Now that I'm here, I search for a purpose.
Next, Carr reads a second poem.
The high priest failed us, and the low end of the music helps me find what you call God inside of me, you, and all observable phenomena in this ephemeral existence. There is no separation, no partition, no distance. Everything between us is one and the same, unified. In my gravitational field, we all orbit. This is not empty space. This is non-visible connective tissue that keeps us tethered, attached, locked in on each other. Enraptured, captured, tangled. You can feel the steel pulse. Our breaths at the same time. Our hearts beating in syncopated polyrhythms, and you realize we are not individuals. We are the massive masses huddled together to keep warm by the fire while lost in the wilderness of life. No weapons, no shelter, just our minds, bodies, and spirits. We protect we. We save we. And out of panic, fear, envy, hate, and anger, we killed we. So now what? We don't even know who we are, or where we are, or what to do now. What can we do besides stay alive? You see how difficult it is just to remain alive in a time like this? So you make a plan. But how do you make a plan when you don't know where you are, who you are, or how much longer you have left to live? What plan can you make when you only know one thing? We've been poisoned. You've been poisoned. And the poison is strong. The poison is toxic. The poison is masculine. It's rugged, it's individual, it's competitive, it's Freudian, it's Anglo-Saxon Protestant, it's patriarchal, and it's totally natural. But it was made to kill you, slowly, because they need you. They need us. Now who's the ubiquitous synonymous they? Those that will not work, but will indenture others in servitude? That's they. Who is us? Those that will turn our backs on the city of Babylon and move into the woods and live in solitude. Now, who are you? That's where the macro-social construct for psychological assessment breaks down. Now, we can ask this. When were we poisoned? How do we stop it from spreading? How do we prevent the necrosis of all human experience? What can I do? What can anybody do? Well, anyone can change the world, but who can suck the poison out the wound and spit it back into the universal blackness and feed the soul of Kali? What will make Shiva lay down and allow the violence to dance itself to sleep, exhausted? I think to self, just let the fire burn. Let it burn, let it burn, and let it burn. And it may engulf all eternity in the conflagration of purification. Or all this may be a metaphor for my personal war internally that prior to this had no name because I didn't even know I was awakened. But it's Jupiter, Venus, and Cronus battling Mars for control of Mercury with no mercy for the ancients. I'll try to explain it. It's the rebels versus the colonists versus the insurgency all right below the surface of your surveillance. But that's just the tension that holds belief in suspension as my brain bridges gaps and we're back to the fact that we are connected. We are one unified body of life, body of art, body of work, body, mind, spirit, blood, sweat, tears, all experience of all things in one moment of time. There is no future, there is no past, there is only here.
Finally, Carr reads a third poem.
Two steps, two breaths, some say choose death over life for freedom. News press, brute flesh, I say fuck the cops, know your rights, and seize them. True test, a goose flew west past the blue crest overnight. I'm cuckoo, no clues left, a new quest, only a few rest during border fights. Know your tribe, make a new nest, sous chefs, true cess, blue cess, spoke in northern lights. Shoes blue, too fresh, his wounds cauterized. Your idols get immortalized, but that's a huge mess. Crew's left in distress on an island like the Lord of Flies. Pain rips through chest and the patient's horrified. The only move left, stay cool, collect, patient, grab sword and knives. Then I'll show him the flame of the sun till it reaches the apex and scorches eyes of the nouveau rich, what's normalized. I hope the defense preventative measures were fortified. Mic check 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. When I'm performing live, I swarm like hives. I'm from the eye of the storm, but that's where the truth is, so don't mourn the demise. We are born to die, but then we reform, are reborn, and come back alive, no surprise. And after that moment, it's like nothing will ever be the same. You just saw a 39-year-old rapper who gives a fuck about the celebrity, the money, the fame, or the chains. Name? Not known, but master telepathy from brain. Capsule, crack half hole, that's presently deranged. Antipathy from strain, tactile, heads on top of flagpoles. Strange things, the agony and pain, the strategy's arcane, but it works. Like people enslaved in chains or in a cave or a cage for a wage all day. Lost in a black hole. Call the cavalry and hang kings. Heads on the wall of galleries, but we need the financial gain and gold rings. Don't forget, we are human. We need and believe the same thing. My telemetry, symmetry, purveyors of mimicry are slain. No clemency holds in my memory from Jane. When I dance, the rain sings. Been rapping more than 50% of my living existence and had a few injuries in the game. It's the unfortunate life of Francis McCumber, Hemingway, shotgun shell, suicide, and gangrene. Give it all I got, no shame, propane posture, butane for your boxers, octane oil spills and the death of lots of otters, methane misappropriation, malfeasance and monsters, hit her brisbane, this bush banshee is bonkers, pain plus pleasure is pressure and pierced skin and a pack of piranhas, mainframe, minute men, mayhem, I don't play games, break glass, stain frames and came to conquer, crystal ceilings can't maintain, my brain ain't slain, 30 lives and codes that I ran contra, when I'm on my grind like skating, Ollie North. Practice styles of snake and crane and circumnavigate sponsors. Ape the strange and gamble with practice till I indoctrinate your doctorate and graduate with honors. Comma, untouchable the Brahma, Florida fauna. We are brothers and sisters, Uzbekistan to Ghana, Indonesia to Chile to Rwanda. I am you, you are me, so let's spread love, love.
Next, Melissa Hunter Gurney reads, "We Still Wear Fucking Fur."
I dreamt about being in bikinis around young 20-something men. My breasts were lush and boisterous. My curves set like movie stars and strippers, but I was just a girl. They wanted to touch me. I was scared and wanting at the same time. There was one boy who acted as my protector, guarding me like an eagle guards an unknowing nest of eggs, unknowing because they weren't yet and wouldn't be. He sat there perched in my presence, warding off the other predators. I wanted his protection and his touch, knowing his touch would lead to a place I didn't want. But once he hit the precipice, there would be no stopping it. No stopping him. This is the continuous conundrum. Wanting the first few stages of a thing, but not wanting what comes after. It is the coming that scares me, whether it be inside of me or outside of me. It's all the same. An uncontrollable spitting of reality. It's like reaching the top and realizing you have to walk down again, even though it hurts your knees and makes you hungry. Not for hunger's sake, but for boredom's sake. And there is no stopping it unless you stop everything. How am I to stop everything? Silence the mind, remove the mirrors, unhinge the hair and skin and eyes and lips, let them pucker up and fall off piece by piece, let the world see me the way I've never seen myself, unkempt, unloved, unimagined. Sometimes I see men who are close, though. Lips peeling off, skin dry and bone-like, hair clumped together and pushed around with a hole in the back for the head to rest, clothes filled with ingrained dirt, the kind that doesn't come out in the wash. These men I speak about are not homeless. They're not without love, without family, without trust, and certainly not without sex. It is rare that I see a woman this way, unless she has just woken up after a night of sexual flailing, her hair still stuck to the wall, her juice smeared to the inside of her legs, breasts lopsided and erect, face drooling, lips peeled back to a redder flesh. He is able to bring her to this disheveled state, but in a day or two her hair will be combed again, her lips covered in lust and oil, her legs and crevices washed, her breasts held in place, cleaned of their desire. Signs for wild women everywhere. But somehow wild is not what I described above. Wild does not mean natural, or natural is not what I thought it was. Wild means brighter lipstick, multicolored hair, the right side shaved to the scalp. Wild means layers of expensive or once expensive clothes. Wild means real fur and fake jewels. Wild means shoes from another country and homemade chokers. Wild means feathers hanging from ears and hats with raccoon tails.
Wild means a mother that breastfeeds in a restaurant or holds her kid while he shits between cars. Wild means sneezing like you're yelling and laughing like old white men talk consistently and overbearingly. Wild means protesting and making sure someone takes a picture while you do it. Wild means drinking too much and sleeping with a random man and then doing the same thing again the next night and the next night. Wild means going into a tough neighborhood, even though you are not tough and have no reason to be there, and then telling everyone how it is not scary to you. Wild means letting your titties out in public places even though you are not feeding. Wild means public nudity and corsets on the outside. Wild means not being an artist, but being art. Literally. Painting and writing on yourself. Wild means standing up to catcallers in public and letting people know what you said later. Wild means showing off your body to get what you want while calling yourself a feminist. Wild means not having a job that anyone knows of, calling yourself a nomad and never answering how you traveled the world or where your car came from or how you pay rent, because the answer, my family paid, would make sense, and wild women, wild people, they do not make sense. Wild woman, wild man, wild girl, wild boy, wild mama, wild flower, mermaid, wizard, Martian, person from nowhere, bohemian, naturalist, witch, merman, sorcerer, sorceress, this is our generation's honey, sweetie, love, baby, darling, bunny, kitty, angel, buttercup, captain, cowboy, deer, ladybug, lollipop, muffin, king, queen, princess, god, goddess, pudding, pumpkin, rose, sexy bear, starfish, sugar, sunshine, temptress, tiger, teddy bear, and peaches. It sounds different, but nothing has changed. We are still pleasing their desires. It is just that now we shave our heads instead of wearing nets and curlers. Now we get naked instead of covering up, and we still wear fucking fur.
Next, Dallas Athent reads selections from her new book of poetry, Theomania, out now from Anti-Sentimental Society, beginning with a poem on page 21.
People have been riding the path train forever. Watch me crawl in a hole. I'm from the Mediterranean. Driveway stone lions are my family. I date at the park in the palace. Get drunk in the comfort of couches. Take a train to the city. Ask boys out by dropping a wink. Sex and we don't usually do this. Compliment a mom on her cooking. Buy a leopard print something. Develop a crush on his friend. Feel lonely looking at skylines. Wish this dinner was from me to you. Blast some good old Sinatra. Doobie 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 doo.
Next, Athent reads a poem from page 27.
I want to drink at every bar in the world. I want to drink with all of the people of the world, I do. I want to know them at the pit of it all, where they're at their best and worst, in heaven and hell, in dark light and starry night, which can only be righteously conceived while drinking. And so we look for God in bars.
Next, Athent reads a poem from page 33.
So much anxiety, I can't even swallow. Everything is a lump, everything is a bump in the road. Just how do you expect me to sleep tonight? The terrors, what could happen? Anything, everything, but let's be honest, nothing would be worst of all. Threaten a fortress, don't take what I built. White rice means the world to me. I feel powerful and then powerless. It's like I own everything and then not have anything. This is the downfall of an artist. Then I wonder what things do for us anything. Anyway, things make us feel like life is something to be envied. Things make us feel like we have control. Things make us feel like we don't need to feel at all, because there are no holes.
Finally, Athent reads a poem from pages 58 and 59.
Every salty grain the English dreamed and dissolved into their regions, know the powers of the channel and the blood that washed with it. We bear our crosses and hold up shields so comically. It's all we ever talk about, our messes, our money. Honestly, I think it's so tacky the way we roll around town like, hey, it's my chips, I'm rich, and all us being all classy, nasty like is what I like about it. Just be honest, just be honest. Just ask yourself this very important question when you are walking around old-timey things in places that know bones and disease, in places that know more about you than you do. Just who are you to the rest of the world? Everything, nothing, things and then not things, matter and then you don't matter anymore. So here's what I learned in London. Everything isn't money and property. Oh, no, 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 no. Although that certainly helps move things along, you feel me? Winks. Everything is about love and love and attitude and maybe a little bit of attention. So I go to England, where I belong. I see the gray and bricks and towers of mirth and gloom. I feel the powers of nations rolling on hills and the river Thames. Bones washed ashore and discarded, and I feel rich, richer than the Sultan. There are clocks that could have paid for my college. There are canes with marble balls for handles that only a diplomat could be seen with. We're so drunk, Tasha and I. My spirit, Tasha. The mother of this earth and then some, Tasha. Project Venus, Tasha. A woman who laughs at her own socks, Tasha. We have all the wine in the world, all the wine on the table, and then we had cheese. Those were the dark days. Those were the dark days. Those were the dark days. We speak of Wolverhampton. They were eating beans from the can dark, love on the dollar dark, high from the conductor dark, give your last dime to a friend dark. No one ever knows. Then my heart hurts. Where's Sal? I call out to him. Let the spirits know. He should know. He should be here. He should be here. But he's not here. He never will be. He'll never fucking get it. So Tasha and I day drink, walking about Shoreditch and eating overpriced sandwiches with things like cranberry and brie on them. Then we pound down the Guinness over talking with old English men and play pool, and nobody wins and everyone loses and no one's a winner in this town. We make no new friends, but we make no new enemies. Then my heart hurts. Where's Sal? Where's Sal? I say, I cry. You and me, Sal, walking along the River Thames with bones. You and me, Sal, drinking in a pub, lighting up the night. You and me, Sal, eating bread with salted ham on it. You and me, Sal, seeing art we'll never pay for. You and me, Sal, wondering if we'll ever afford this velvet. You and me, Sal, drinking tea between bricks in the rain. Some things you cannot explain how rich they are. Playing pool and day drinking and wearing bad makeup is so, so rich. Being in the darkness with the velvet and must and books and friends is so, so rich. Loving a man so much it hurts when he's across an ocean is so, so rich. Tasha and I were always Venuses. We were always rich. Even with hurting hearts, even in Wolverhampton, those were the dark days. Those were the dark days. Those were the dark days. It's something we'll always know.
Next, musician La Giuliettissima sings Cuando Vuelva a Tu Lado, or When I Return to Your Side.
Next, La Giuliettissima sings
Angelitos Negros, or Black Angels.
Pintor, nacido en mi tierra, con el pincel extranjero. Pintor, que sabes el rumbo de tantos pintores viejos. Aunque la Virgen sea blanca, píntame angelitos negros que también se van al cielo. Todos los negritos buenos, pintor, si pintas con amor, ¿por qué desprecias mi
Next, La Giuliatissima sings Bésame Mucho, or Kiss Me a Lot.
Thank you.
Finally, La Giuliettissima sings La Llorona, or The Weeping Woman.
La Virgen te creí.
To learn more about Gamba Forest, go to gambazine.com. For more about Nomadic Press, go to nomadicpress.org. For more about Dallas Athent, go to dallasathent.com. And for more about Natasha Young, go to cargocollective.com/Natasha Young. That's all for this episode of Talking Paper. Thank you for listening, and I'll talk to you soon.